You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Catch us every day at noon on AM 870. WKAR as well. Brittany Gibbons is a writer and performer who's made a name for herself in the arena of positive self-image, specifically regarding women considered to be plus-sized. Tonight, she'll appear at the Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center to talk about her book, Fat Girl Walking, Sex, Food, Love, and Being Comfortable in Your Own Skin, Every Inch of It. Brittany Gibbons, welcome to Current State.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for making time for us, and congratulations on all your success here. The full title of your book is Fat Girl Walking, Sex, Food, Love, and Being Comfortable in Your Own Skin, Every Inch of It. Is there a key, or was there a key for you to accepting the skin you were in?
Yeah, you know, I'm a mom. I had a daughter. She came out looking just like me and was gorgeous. And it really was making the connection that every morning I was telling her how beautiful she was and then looking in the mirror and tearing myself apart. So it really was sort of a forced change in perspective about how I treated myself initially just to fake it for her, but it ended up sticking.
So you were not always comfortable in the skin you were in. How did that discomfort manifest itself exactly?
Well, I was always a plus-size person. I've been, you know, chubby since I was a little kid. And, you know, it was something that I was always teased for and really was, you know, anxious and depressed about for a long time. I think that when you are really uncomfortable in your skin, it's hard to take care of your body or even take care of yourself and or even want to sort of venture out into it. So I stayed home a lot and lived a pretty depressed life.
Are you saying that if you had not had a daughter, you'd be less accepting of yourself today?
I don't know if I'm saying that, but I definitely think that she was the kick that I needed to move down this journey.
Do you detect any level of discomfort other people have in saying the title of your book, Fat Girl Walking, around you?
Yes, I can see it when they say it directly to my face and they smile a little bit and won't meet my eye. I think that it's a hard word to say, you know. It's something that has kind of like, it's kind of like a four-letter word in a way. But I think that that's part of the fun of it. You know, I like being provocative in what I do because I think that it gets people's attention and forces them to listen, and I don't think this book is any different.
Our guest is Brittany Gibbons, author of Fat Girl Walking. She'll be at the Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Does becoming more aware of media imagery and the place that it has in modern life, to what extent is the media responsible for this challenge?
I think that what they're responsible for is kind of surrounding us with an unrealistic image of human life. But at the end of the day, it's really our responsibility to decide how much that affects us. You know, what I started on this journey really wanting to put myself out there in a lot of ways, whether it was taking my clothes off or just showing my body in a way that allowed women to see another version of normal to them. And 4 years later, I think that every day I'm becoming, oh, look, a fat girl in a bathing suit, and oh, look, a girl in a bathing suit, which is a huge thing.
We've been seeing more and more plus-size models in advertising lately, which would seem to be a good thing. You've done some modeling yourself. What do you make of the current atmosphere?
We are, you know, consumers who are excited to buy pretty clothes and feel good in our skin, and having somebody finally market to that is really, really great. We've been largely ignored by the fashion and beauty industry for a really long time and only targeted really by the diet industry. So I think it just makes, you know, good economic sense for a company to appeal to women of all sizes.
What came first, Brittany, your blog, Brittany herself, or your, I mean, you've got a pretty a much watched TED Talk, your comedy work. How did the one thing lead to another? Which came first?
What came first was the blog. It was in 2007. I just sort of used it as a journal to kind of put some things out there. I was a young mom and a wife and kind of talking about that in a way that was revealing that it was messy and hard, which a lot of people don't talk about. And I think a lot of women related to that, shared it. And within my first year, I had, you know, 60,000 readers and it went up by 100,000 every year.
Your website has a section on food. What are you aiming for there exactly? Healthy, indulgent, a balance of the two? What?
I think a balance of the two. I mean, I really care what I put into my body because I happen to love my body, but I don't diet. So what I enjoy eating are things that people take time to create and then use amazing ingredients for.
Tell us about the camp you run, Camp Throwback.
Yes. I run an adult summer camp. We're in our second year. And it's just a really fun, nostalgic week away to sort of get a do-over on any camp experiences you had as a kid. It's 21 and over. There is drinking, which adds another level of fun to the camp. But, I mean, it's a really great place where you can go to feel accepted and fit in, which is even hard as an adult these days.
Was becoming an author, was putting the book together a challenge, or did that kind of evolve more naturally from everything else you had going on?
I actually thought it would be really, really easy because I'm a writer and it's what I do, and it was the hardest thing that I'd ever done.
What made it so hard?
Well, I'm used to writing 800 words and then having a conversation about it immediately, and now a chapter is 3,000 words, and it took a year to publish.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting to have this conversation for a whole year with somebody.
What's the book tour like? What's it like meeting people who've read the book and it really resonates with?
That's just the coolest part. It started yesterday. Yesterday was the first day of the tour, and it was such a neat experience because I still have trouble believing that people can just buy my life on a bookshelf. So that was really cool. And having so many women and men come up to me has been really just the neatest part of this entire thing.
How do the men's comments differ from the women's? Is there a pattern there that's emerged?
Yes. So you would think, and I don't know why, that the large majority of negative commentary I get, people always assume it's from men, but actually the worst commentary I get is usually from women. We're really good at tearing each other down and making sure we don't feel better than the other person at any time. And the men, while a couple of them may say, oh, you're fat or you're ugly, the majority of them either thank me for helping normalize what their wives' bodies look like or their daughters and helping them feel good about themselves, or they ask me on a date.
Brittany Givens is our guest. She will be in Lansing tonight to talk about her book, Fat Girl Walking, at Eastwood Town Center. You're married. You've got three kids. How do your husband and your kids feel about all the attention you're getting?
They're really excited. And anytime I can prove to my husband I have a real job that's not on the internet is really exciting for me too.
Your husband, Andy, is writing about life with you. The Brittany emails. Tell us about that.
Yes. One day a few years ago, I stumbled upon an entire folder in his email box full of emails that we'd exchanged over the years. And at first I thought it was a really great sort of token of love, and it ended up that he said he was keeping them for evidence one day. So I asked if it would be okay if I published them, and he didn't think anyone would read them. And they're one of the biggest hits that that I do, and they're very addicting.
Do you have another book planned?
I do. I'm starting it as we speak, which is very fun.
Now, has the book meant doing something else that you like less, how do you juggle all these things? I mean, you've got all these things going on. I mean, is there something you've neglected that you'd like to revisit more often because of the book?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is I don't sleep anymore, so there's that. And then the second thing would be the blog. Like, that's where I started, and I sort of fell in love with the community there. So, but I feel like I only have so many words in my head in a day, having to give them away to so many other things. So I'm excited to jump back online.
Well,
and do that.
Well, thank you very much for sharing the finite number of words in your head. They were all very good, and we appreciate your creating time for us. Brittany Givens is author of Fat Girl Walking. She'll be at the Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center in Lansing tonight at 7. Continued success. Thank you.
Thank you.